News of today's indictment sparked a very mixed reaction from the senator's constituents around the state. Here's a small sample of what people are saying.
We've seen so much come out of Alaska, all our politicians that's been having problems. And just because he's been, you know, up in office for so long doesn't excuse, you know, for anything that he's done. There's no excuse for it.
It just really amazes me that that's true. I mean, you know, he's been a senator for so long. It's just shocking. You know, it's going to be hard to trust senators from now on.
Oh, it's a blow to Alaska. He's been around forever. I'm sure he must have known better. The indictment was just handed down, and hopefully I'll hear a reply of what he has to say soon.
I feel really badly about it. I admire Ted Stevens. I'm really sorry to see us, but I think Alaskans and everybody need to remember that Ted Stevens is innocent until proven otherwise in a court of law. So I still plan on voting for him in the primary.
If you're hiding that kind of money, you need to be indicted for it. So, I mean, gifts, somebody's paying him off for something. We need to find out what and why.
I don't rely on what comes out in the newspaper or in the press as investigations are unwinding. But when you get to this stage of the game, this is very, very serious. And I certainly hope it doesn't happen to any of the other political candidates to further disrupt the election this time around.
I think he's done so much for the state, and we're going to go backwards without him.
Were you planning on voting for him?
Yes.
Does this change your decision at all?
No, not at all.
What? They got Ted Stevens. Rock on!
It's a long ways between now and the general election, but it's sure going to be interesting this year. I think it's probably the most interesting election of my lifetime.
My feeling is that, you know, if the homework's been done correctly by the investigators and it's a legal indictment, then, you know, we have to roll with it as citizens of the state of Alaska and see where it goes from here.
I'm not disappointed. If anything, I'm happy that the system works. We have checks and balances in our country, which we need, and this is a great example of that system working.
That's reaction from Alaska residents in Anchorage, Ketchikan, Juneau, Dillingham, Bethel, and Unalaska.